外观察之音，服务源远聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年9月1日，星期日。我们今天非常荣幸的又一次邀请到深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu， 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坦的早课。敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is second canto.Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. And today you do text 15.
我们今天继续阅读圣典博加瓦坦第二篇第七章起特殊作用的化身。今天阅读的诗节是第十五诗节。
Antasarasi
Antasarasi
Urubalena
Urubalena
Pade
Pade
Grihita,
Grihita,
Antasarasi Urubalena Pade Grihito,
Antasarasi Urubalena Pade Grihito,
Grahena,
Grahena,
Yutapati,
Yutapati,
Ambuja Asta,
Ambuja Asta,
ArtaHarta Grahena Yutapati Rambuja Asta Harta
Grahena Yutapati Rambuja Asta Harta
Tirta Shrava Oh sorry Ahedam
Ahedam
Aha
Aha
Idam
Idam
Adipurusha
Adipurusha
Akilalokanata
Akilalokanata
Haedam Adipurusha Akilalokanata
Haedam Adipurusha Akilalokanata
Tirthashrava
Tirthashrava
Shravana Mangala
Shravana Mangala
Namadheya
Namateya
Tirtha Shrava Shravana Mangala Namadeya
Tirtha Shrava Shravana Mangala Namadeya
Antasarasi Antasarasi Urubalena Pade Grihito
Antasarasi Urubalena Pade Grihito
Grahena Yutapatir Ambuja Hashtarta
Grahena Yutapatir Ambuja Hashtarta
Haedam Adipurusha Kila Lokanata
Haedam Adipurusha Kila Lokanata
Tirtha Shrava Shravana Mangala Namadeya
Tirtha Shravaha Shravana Mangala Namatiya
Okay, word for word.
对字
Antasarasi
Antasarasi 在河里
Urubalena
Urubalena 以较大的气力
Pade
Pade 腿
Grihita
Grihita 被咬住
Grahena
Grahena 被鳄鱼
Yutapati
Yutapati 向往的
Ambuja Hashta
Ambuja Hashta 吃莲花
Artha
Artha 非常痛苦
Aha
Aha 对谁说
Idam
Idam 像这样
Adipurusha
Adipurusha 存在中的第一位享乐者
Akilalokanata
Akila Lokanata 宇宙之主
Tirtha Shrava
Tirtha Shrava 像朝圣的一样出名
Shravana Mangala.
Shravana Mangala. 紧紧聆听圣名便一切吉祥。
Namadeya.
Namadeya. 向圣名值得。
Translation.、Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，在一条河里，象王因为腿受到了一条极其强壮的鳄鱼的攻击而感到十分的痛苦。他用象鼻举起一朵莲花，对至尊主说：“啊，存在中的第一位享受者，宇宙中的主人，啊，拯救者，像圣地一样著名的人物，仅仅因为歌唱吟着值得吟诵吟唱的圣名，一切就被净化了。”要旨，圣典《薄伽瓦坛》的第八篇中记载了象王在河中被比他强大的鳄鱼攻击腿部，后来得到拯救的故事。至尊主是绝对知识，因此他的圣名与他本人没有区别。象王受到鳄鱼攻击时非常的痛苦，尽管大象的力气比鳄鱼要大，但在水中鳄鱼的力气比大象大了。由于这只大象在前生是至尊主伟大的奉献者，他前生从事过虔诚活动所得到的力量，使他在痛苦时有能力呼唤至尊主的圣名。在这个物质世界里，所有的生物体都始终感到痛苦，因为这世界是一个每走一步都有烦恼的地方。但正如《薄伽梵歌》第七章的第十六世节所证实的，人在前世从事虔诚活动时所得到的力量，可以使他今世为至尊主做奉爱服务。《薄伽梵歌》第七章的第十五世节中也说，前世从事罪恶活动的人，即使今生很痛苦，也不能为至尊主做奉爱服务。象王一旦呼唤人格守神的圣名，人格守神便立刻骑着他永恒的坐骑 Garuda 出现来拯救象王。象王意识到他和至尊主的关系，他称至尊主为存在中的第一位享受者 Adi Purusha。 至尊主和生物两者都有意识，因此都是享受者，但至尊主是存在中的第一位享受者，因为他创造了一切。在一个家庭里，父亲和儿子无疑都是享受者，但父亲是首位的享受者，儿子们则是随后的享受者。纯粹奉献者很清楚，宇宙中的一切都是至尊主的财产，而生物体只能够享受至尊主赐予他的事物，生物体甚至不能够去碰没有分配给他的东西。就有关存在中的第一位享受者的概念，至尊奥义书有明确的解释。了解自己与至尊主之间区别的人，永远不会接受没有先给至尊主供奉过的事物。象王称呼至尊主为宇宙之主。Akila Lokanata， 因此他也是大象的主人。象王作为至尊主纯粹的奉献者，尤其值得至尊主来拯救他免遭鳄鱼的继续攻击。至尊主答应过他的奉献者，永不会被征服。象王称呼至尊主保护他是很恰当的，因此仁慈的至尊主立即做出回应。至尊主是众生的保护者，对承认他的至尊地位，没有虚荣到甚至骄傲地否认他的至尊地位，或声称与他平等的人而言，他是直接的保护人，他永远是至尊者。至尊主纯粹的奉献者知道自己与至尊主的区别，完全依靠至尊主，也因而获得至尊主的宠爱。相反，否定至尊主的存在并声称自己是至尊主的人，被称为是 Asura 恶魔，只能够依赖聆听与至尊主的能量的力量， 由于至尊主高于所有的生物，他的完美也至高无上，超越一切生物的想象。象王称呼至尊主为像圣地一样著名的人物 Tirtha Sarabha， 人们为了拯救自己而前往圣地，以使自己摆脱在不知不觉中从事罪恶活动所遭致的恶报。但只要记住至尊主的圣名，就能够使人免除所有的恶报。因此说，至尊主与圣地一样，可以使人清除所有的恶报。人到达圣地后可以清除所有的恶报，但他只要在家中或任何一个地方唱诵至尊主的圣名，就能够得到跟去圣地同样的利益。对纯粹的奉献者来说，他没有必要去朝圣之地，他只要诚挚地记着至尊主，就能够获救，免除所有的恶报。至尊主纯粹的奉献者从不作恶，但由于整个世界都充满着罪恶的气氛，就连纯粹的奉献者也会在不知情的情况下犯罪，这是不可避免的事。有意作恶的人不配当至尊主的奉献者，但纯粹的奉献者如果在无意间做了某种恶的话，肯定能够得到至尊主的拯救，因为他一直都记着至尊主。至尊主的圣名被说成是仅仅聆听圣名便一切吉祥 Shravana Mangala。 圣典博迦瓦坛中另一个地方描述说，吟诵吟唱至尊主的一切是虔诚的活动 Punya Shravana Kirtana。 至尊主降临这个地球，像其他人一样在这个世界里从事活动，目的就是要制造与他有关的话题以供人们聆听，否则至尊主不需要在这个世界里做任何的事情，也没有义务做任何事情。他出于没有缘故的仁慈来到这里，按他的意愿行为。韦达经和往事书中满载着对他各种活动的描述，而这自然使一般大众渴望聆听阅读有关他的活动的一切讯息。然而世上绝大多数的人用很多的宝贵时间去阅读各种现代小说，而这种文学不但对任何人都不会有任何的好作用，反而会毫无必要的刺激年轻人的心，更多的受激情属性和愚昧属性的影响，从而进一步受物质情况的束缚。我们最好用同样的聆听和阅读倾向来聆听和阅读至尊主的种种活动，这将使人全面受益。结论是，至尊主的圣名以及与他有关的话题永远值得聆听。正因为如此，这节书称他为其圣名值得吟诵吟唱的人 Namadhyaya。 译文：在一条河里，象王因为腿受到了一条极为强壮的鳄鱼的攻击而感到十分的痛苦。他用象鼻举起一朵莲花，对至尊主说：啊，存在中的第一位享受者，宇宙的主人，拯救者，像圣地一样著名的人物，仅仅因为歌唱你那值得吟诵吟唱的圣名，一切都被净化了。
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Pashachade Shatarine。Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare KrishnaKrishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare。 So here in this verse Lord Brahma is telling the story, or briefly indicating the story of Gajendra. The elephant Gajendra got a special mercy from the Lord, so the Lord came to save him, to deliver him from his difficult situation.
那今天这个世界里呢，主 Brahma 他就简短的讲述了象王Gajendra的故事。那么当 Gajendra 他遇到了极大的困难时，主来到了他的面前拯救他。
Gajendra in his previous life, he was actually a Vaishnava.
Gajendra 在他的前世是一位 Vaishnava。
Now he was in elephant form.
现在呢，他是处在大象的身形之中。
So this story is described in eighth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个故事呢，在圣典不加瓦坛的第八篇里面讲述了。
In his previous life, he was known as Indradyumna Maharaj.
在他的前世呢，他的名字是 Indradyumna Maharaj.
When Indradyumna Maharaj retired from family life and gave up his position as a king, he went to the Malaya Hills.
当Indradyumna Maharaj 他从他的国王的位置中退出来，从他的家庭事务中退出来之后呢，他就去了马拉雅山。
It's a holy place. There he had a small cottage that he used for his ashram.
马拉雅山呢是一个圣地，他在那个地方建起了一个小茅舍。
So he dressed himself in very simple clothes, you know, and shaved his head and always engaged in austerities.
他穿着非常简单的衣服，把头发也都剃光了，然后呢，总是在进行着苦行。
One time, as part of his austerities, he was observing a vow of silence.
那曾经一次呢，在他的苦行的一部分的内容，就是在进行缄默的休息。
And while in silence, he was fully absorbed in worshipping the Supreme Lord.
所以当他在进行寂静的缄默的苦行的这个过程中呢，他是完全的让自己沉醉在对至尊主的冥想之中。
And he was absorbed in ecstasy of love.
而且呢，他是让自己沉醉在了极乐的爱里。
At that time, when he was absorbed in that way, A great sage, Agastya Muni, arrived there surrounded by his many disciples.
那就当他在这个极度的冥想之中的时候呢，一位圣人 Agastya Muni 和他的门徒们一起来到了他的身边。
So because Indradyumna Maharaj, he was absorbed in silence and absorbed in his ecstatic worship of the Lord, He didn't notice the presence of Agastya Muni and his disciples.
所以呢，因为 Indradyumna Maharaj 他是完全让自己沉醉在对至尊主的服务的狂喜之中，所以呢，他就没有注意到 Agastya Muni 和他的门徒来了。
But Agastya Muni became very, very angry.
但是 Agastya Muni 呢，就变得愤怒起来。
Because he thought, here I am a Brahmana. And this is a king, so a king is supposed to offer respect to a Brahmin. Is the etiquette. Vaishnava is a Vedic etiquette. Why he behaves like that? Why he doesn't show any, does not even acknowledge our presence?
那他就在想，我是一位婆罗门，而您是一位国王。那么按照我们伟大的礼仪来说呢，当婆罗门到的时候，您是应该向我们是以这个很好的招待的，但是我们来了，您连好像您就根本就视而不见的这样的状态，那为什么会是这样呢？
So he could not understand that the king was absorbed, you know, he could not notice that.
所以说呢，他没有办法理解和意识到国王是在狂喜的沉醉之中。
Indradyumna Swami was just, you know, silent.
因为 Indradyumna Maharaj 他现在此时呢是处在一个寂静的静默之中。
Probably has his eyes closed and he was totally absorbed.
那也许可能他处的状态呢，是他完全的沉醉于他的冥想里，他的眼睛也是紧闭的。
Third, Agastya Muni, it cursed him to take a birth of in a body of an elephant, because an elephant is very much in a mode of ignorance, because he has shown ignorance in his receiving him, ignorance of the standards of the etiquette. So it better be in a body of an elephant who is in ignorance.
那么，因为呢 ，Agastya Muni 认为 Indradyumna Maharaj 他现在展现的是在愚昧中的状态，从而呢才会显现出这样的情况去款待，才不会去款待他们。所以说呢 ，Agastya Muni 在愤怒之中呢，就诅咒 Indradyumna Maharaj 成为一头大象，因为大象呢是在愚昧的状态之下的。
Indradyumna Maharaj was a great devotee. He could actually counteract that curse.
Indradyumna Maharaj 呢，他是一位伟大的奉献者，他本来是可以抵消掉这个诅咒的。
He could do something to rectify.
他本来是可以做些事情把这个诅咒给抵消掉的。
But he understood that this curse.From this sage was the desire of the Supreme Lord. So welcome, he welcomed that curse.
但是他知道从圣人给他的诅咒应该是至尊主的意愿，所以呢，他也就接受了这个，他也就欢迎以欢迎的心态接受了这个诅咒。
So he understood that this was certainly very important for his purification.
而且他也理解这个毫无疑问对于他的进化来说是非常重要的。
So even though in the next life he became an elephant, at one particular time when he was in great danger of life, he was able, because of his devotional service that he did before, he was able to remember and how to worship the Supreme Lord with prayers and offer prayers.
所以呢，就是因为他在这一世是一位伟大的奉献者，所以呢，在下一生，也就是当他是大象的这一生的时候，在一个非常的危急的时刻，他也想起来了如何能够崇拜至尊主，因为呢，他在前生的这些崇拜的这个虔诚的活动，使他想起了如何向至尊主祈祷。
When he was in that form as an elephant, he was actually just acting like an elephant.
当他处在大象的身形之中的时候呢，他的行为举止就是和大象一样。
So he was the king of the elephants in heaven.
所以呢，他是在天堂星宿的象王。
So he thought himself very important.
所以他就觉得自己非常的显赫。
And he had many, many female elephants following him.
而且呢，他有很多的母象追随他。
So he was enjoying with them.
所以呢，他就享受着他们。
Very proud of his big body.
他对于他的强壮的身体感到非常的骄傲。
Very proud of having so many beautiful she elephants.
他也非常的骄傲，又有这么多的美丽的母象追随着他。
So, one time he was bathing with all these she elephants. They were bathing in a very, very beautiful lake.
所以有一次呢，他就和所有的这些美丽的母象们在一汪这个美丽的湖水这个岸边沐浴。
Suddenly, he was attacked by a crocodile who grabbed one of his legs.
那突然之间呢，他就被一头鳄鱼攻击。这鳄鱼呢，就抓住了他一条腿。
You know, the crocodiles have big mouths.
大家都知道，鳄鱼的嘴很大。
With very, very, very fierce teeth.
而且这个嘴里边呢，长着很可怕的獠牙。
So they were fighting for long, long time. He said for many, many hundreds of years they were fighting.
那他们呢就互相打斗了很长很长的时间。经典记载中呢，他们这么一打就是打了好几百年的时间。
Maybe is referring to years in this planet because the years in a heavenly planets there. One minute there can be many. 1 hour there can be 6 months here. So, in that sense, even though it was just for a short time or relative short time in heaven, in our calculation was many hundreds of years.
Okay, so Ashu here said many hundreds of years actually is talking about the year of Earth. However,
it could be.
Okay. OK, 那么他其实这里面说的好几百年的这个时间是相对于地球的这个年限来说的，因为在天堂星宿的一个短暂的片刻已经是地球上的很多年过去了，所以这样呢也许可能他们打斗时间其实挺短，但是呢用地球的这个时间来算呢就已经是好几百年的时间了。
So this is one way of understanding this.
所以呢这是其中的一种角度去理解它。
So they were fighting. Sometimes the elephant seems that was winning, and sometimes the crocodile was winning.
所以他们就打呀打呀打呀。有的时候呢，这个象王展现出来的好像他要赢了，但有的时候呢，又展现出来的是鳄鱼要胜出。
The crocodile never left, kept biting, kept his mouth on one of Gajendra's legs.He never left. But sometimes Gajendra was powerful enough to pull him out of the water, and out of the water the elephant was stronger. But after that, the crocodile would pull him in the water. In the water, the crocodile was stronger because his element.
但是在整个的打斗的过程中呢，鳄鱼的嘴始终都紧咬着Gajendra的。格真者大象的腿，但是他们在打斗过程中，有的时候呢，这个象王好像是把这个鳄鱼从水里面拖上来了，因为当他们不在水里的时候呢，象王他显现出来的这个力量较强大一些，但是呢，立刻呢又被鳄鱼把象王又拖回到水里面，然后在水里面的时候呢，鳄鱼又占了上风。
Finally, Gajendra started becoming very tired.
最后呢，格真者终于变得精疲力尽了。
And the crocodile in the water was very, very strong.
而鳄鱼它在水里面呢，它始终表现得非常的强悍。
So Gajendra was in great distress.
所以这会儿格真者就处于极度的焦虑之中。
So he remembered.Is the Supreme Lord that he used to worship in his previous life.
然后他就想起了在他前世曾崇拜的至尊主。
So he started offering very beautiful prayers.
所以他就开始向至尊主献上非常美妙的祷文。
And the Supreme Lord heard those prayers.
而至尊主呢也听到了这些祈祷。
So he came there, he appeared there on the back of his carrier, Garuda.
所以呢，他就骑着 Garuda 显现在了他的面前。
So the Lord came down there and he pulled the elephant with the crocodile still biting his leg, pulled them out of the water.
所以主呢就俯身来到水的面前。把象王连着咬着他的腿的鳄鱼一起从水里面拖了出来。
And then he killed with using his disc, Sudarshan disc, he severed the head of the crocodile and killed him.
然后呢，他又用他的 Sudarshan chakra 杀死了这头鳄鱼，砍掉了鳄鱼的头。
So.Yeah, and in this way, the crocodile was also saved.
那么，借这样的方式呢，这头鳄鱼也得到了拯救。
Because the crocodile in his previous life was a Gandharva.
因为在鳄鱼的前世呢，是一个 Gandharva， 是一位天仙。
A singer of the heavenly planets, like Narada Muni is also Gandharva.
那他是在天堂星宿的一位歌仙，比如说 Narada Muni， 他也是一位 Gandharva。
So he had committed an offense to a great sage.
他呢，冒犯了一位伟大的圣人。
And because of that, he actually was a king of the Gandharvas. Was King Uhu, Uhu, King Uhu. He was cursed by Devala Muni, and he became a crocodile.
他事实上是 Gandharva 中的一位国王，他是呼虎王，但是呢，他被这个 Devala Muni 诅咒了，所以呢就成为了一头鳄鱼。
Now, because he was delivered by the Supreme Lord, he assumed that beautiful form of a Gandharva, his original form.
所以呢，现在他由于得到了至尊主的救赎，所以呢，他重新又展示了他非常美丽的 Gandharva 的形体。
So he offered prayers to the Lord, he circumambulated the Lord, and then he went back to.He returned to Gandharva Loka.
所以说呢，他就向至尊主顶拜，并且绕拜了至尊主之后呢，他回到了他的 Gandharva 的星宿。
Because he was killed by the Lord, he could resume his position, previous position. He was free from all sinful reaction, and he went back to his previous position.
但是就是由于他被至尊主所救了，所以说呢，他就能够回到他之前的。这个状态之中，因为他所有的这些罪，和不洁都被清除掉了。
But Gajendra was touched directly by the hands of the Supreme Lord, so he became freed from all ignorance and achieved the same form, the form similar to the Lord.
但是呢，由于 Gajendra 他是被至尊主的手所亲自触碰了，所以说呢，他就。从所有的这个愚昧的属性中解救了出来，而且呢，他也达到了爱神的这个形象。
So as the Lord went back on his with Garuda and Gajendra also now in a form of a devotee, his original form as Indradyumna Maharaj, he went also back with him. Now he was in his transcendental form, similar to the Lord, and he went back to Vaikuntha planets.
所以呢，当主回到他的灵性世界的居所中的时候呢，这会儿，Gajendra 他也恢复了他之前的Indradyumna Maharaj 的这个形象，然后他现在这个的形象呢，是和至尊主的这个形象相类似了。所以当主回到 Vaikuntha 星宿的时候呢。Indradyumna Maharaj 也和他一起回去了。
So this is what is briefly, this is briefly what is mentioned in the eighth canto about Gajendra.
那这个故事呢，在这儿呢是简单的描述了，但是这个故事呢是在《圣典不再晚餐》第八篇里面讲述的关于 Gajendra 的故事。
But here Lord Brahma recalls.The story of Gajendra and some particular prayer that Gajendra offered to the Supreme Lord when he was in great distress.
那么在这里呢，主 Brahma 呢，他是在简短的讲述这个 Gajendra 的故事，并且呢还提起了当 Gajendra 他处于极度危难之中所想起来的向主所供奉的祷文。
And Srila Prabhupada in his purports elaborates very beautifully about this, the meaning of this, the words used by Gajendra in his prayers.
然后沙巴巴在这篇诗节的这个要旨里面就非常的详细的优美的阐述了Gajendra在他的祈祷中所用的这些词汇的深意。
Because Gajendra addresses the Lord by some particular words.
因为 Gajendra 他以一些特别的词汇来称呼主。
His prayers were very, very, very profound.
那么他的这些祷文呢是非常非常的深邃的。
So even though he was in the body of an elephant at that particular time, he recalled the prayers that he used to offer to the Supreme Lord. And he remembered that, so he was able to compose a beautiful prayer, very meaningful prayer to the Lord, even in that form of an elephant.
所以说呢, 像王他即便是在大象的这个身形里面，他也能够想起他之前所向主物供奉的这个祷文，能够想起这些词汇。所以说呢，他可以用这些词汇继续的构造出对主的非常优美的祈祷。
Probably offered these prayers in his own mind, not in voice, because an elephant does not speak.
但是呢，由于象王他不会说话，所以说呢，他在供奉祷文的时候呢，是在心意中向主供奉祷文的。But
this is just to indicate that even though a devotee may take a form like that because of some mistake, and take a form like that in the next life, still Krishna makes him remember him and remember his past devotional service.
那这里面要讲的要点就是。 由于一位奉献者，他可能做了一些错事，而使他不得不处在像大象这样的身形之中。但是呢，就是由于他之前从事过奉献服务，所以说呢，至尊主会让他记得，他的这些祈祷中的内容，使他可以能够记到。He
addressed the Lord as Adipurusha, the original, original Purusha, the original enjoyer.
所以呢，他首先称呼主为 Adipurusha， 也就是说是存在中的第一位享受者。Because
we living entities are also enjoyers.
因为我们这些生物体其实也是享受者。But
Krishna is the original enjoyer because he's the creator of everything.
但是 Krishna 他由于是一切事物的创造者，所以说他是最原初的享受者。
And Srila Prabhupada gives an example in a family. The father and the children are also enjoyers, but the father is the original enjoyers. The children are secondary enjoyers.
Srila Prabhupada 给我们举了一个例子，就是在家里面的父亲和孩子们。那么这个孩子们呢，这个父亲呢是最主要的享受者，而孩子们呢是随后的享受者。
Because the father is the one who works to maintain all the family, so has more responsibility, so is the main enjoyer in the family.
那因为父亲呢，他要维系他的责任是维系整个的这个家庭，所以呢，他有更多的这种责任所在。那他呢，就是最主要的享受者。
A devotee knows that everything that is in the creation is the property of the Lord. So being the owner, the proprietor of everything, the Lord is the enjoyer of everything.
那么奉献者也知道宇宙创造中的所有的一切都是属于至尊主的。那么作为一切的拥有者的至尊主，那他可能也就应该是最主要的享受者。The
devotee, yes, accepts whatever is necessary for himself because everybody has an allotted quota of things that he needs to live in this world, but he doesn't want to enjoy, the devotee doesn't want to enjoy these things without offering first to Krishna, knowing that Krishna is the original enjoyer.
但是呢，作为奉献者，那他也都知道，要维系自己在这个世界的生活，他有他自己需要得到的这一份份额，所以呢，他会接受这个属于他的份额，但是呢。 由于这一切都是属于至尊主的，所以说呢，他不会在不把它先供奉给至尊主之前，先用为自己的享用。Means
we always understand that everything belongs to Krishna, even though we may earn things due to our endeavor, our work, or people give to us, but we understand that actually all that belongs to Krishna.
那也就意味着我们知道所有的这一切呢，都是属于 Krishna 的。虽然说 我们可能由于我们去做了一些工作，而使得我们赚得了人们所给予我们的这些东西。但是我们内心中明白，所有的这一切都是属于至尊主的。So
he's saying this word in his prayer because he understands that he was behaving improperly. He was using this big elephant body and his position as the king of the elephant to enjoy with the she elephants, and that, and it, this was not proper.
那么他之所以要在祷文中用这个词的原因呢，因为他知道自己做的是不对的，因为他在利用他的非常庞大的大象的这个身形在享受着所有的这些母象，所以呢现在他明白了这不恰当，不应该这么做。
Of course, an elephant, a living entity, an individual soul in the body of an elephant, he can enjoy as an elephant, and there's no karma, no reaction for that. But because he understood who he was, and he understood his really identification, you could see that what he was doing was not proper. He was forgetting that the Supreme Lord is the Adipurusha, the original enjoyer.
那么虽然说作为一头大象，他当初在大象的身形之中的时候，他去享受母象是没有错的，而且呢他也不会因为做了这件事情会有任何的业报的反应，但是呢由于他想起来了他之前的最原初的身份是什么，所以说呢他觉得他这么做是不恰当的，是不对的。
And the next word that he uses is Akila Lokanata, means the Lord, Krishna is the Lord of the universe.
然后他下面一个词呢用的是 Akila Lokanata, 意思是宇宙之王，宇宙之主。
So it means he's also the, if he's the Lord of the universe, he's also the Lord of him in his form as an elephant.
所以说如果他要是宇宙之主的话，那也就意味着他也是他的主，是作为他在象王的身份中的主。
So that's why he was approaching him to be protected, because the Lord is a subject. The Lord, the Supreme Lord is also his Lord, so he was approaching him for protection.
所以说呢，由于主也是他的主，所以呢，他也会去找他，然后呢，请求得到他的保护。
Because the Lord always promised to protect his devotees.
因为主他总是在承诺着要保护他的奉献者。
So he could understand that on his own,He could not protect himself. He required, he needed the protection of the Lord. So he was calling for the Lord to protect him, to save him.
而且他也明白他自己已经是保护不了自己了，所以说呢，他才会去呼唤着主，请求着主能够保护他。
The devotee always knows that he is subordinated to the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is always superior to everyone.
那么一位奉献者他知道他总是从属于至尊主的，而至尊主呢是超越于所有人之上的。
Others who are not devotees, they are also protected by their own strength, by their own intelligence, their ownwhatever capacities they have, they also can protect them to a certain extent. But actually, all these things that they, either their physical strength or their intelligence, their capacity, all these capacities they have, this is all given by the Lord.
那么作为非奉献者之外的那些人呢，由于他们有自己的能力，有自己的力量，或者是有自己的一些这些强处，那么使得他们可以从某种程度上保护自己，但是呢他所具有的所有的这些能量力量或者能力其实全部都是来自于自尊主的。
But because they are so proud, they think that they are very important, they are so proud, they deny the Supreme Lord, they deny that they receive all that strength or that capacity from higher source.
但是由于呢他们为了自己拥有这些力量或者能力而感到非常的骄傲，以至于呢他们就否认是有至尊主的存在，而且否认他们所拥有的力量以及能力以及他所用的一切是来自于至尊主的。
But because the devotee knows very well the position of the Supreme Lord, so the devotee is always dependent, that's why the deveteeDeserves to be saved by the Lord. The Lord is eager to save his devotee because of his full dependence.
那么由于至尊由于这个奉献者呢，他是完全的了解至尊主的至尊地位的， 而且呢也知道至尊主呢是在无时无刻的在保护着他们的。所以说呢作为奉献者他们是非常的值得被至尊主去保护的。
So that's why he deserved. He deserved to be saved by the Lord. So that's why he calling the Lord by this name, you know, Akila Lokanata.
那因为这个奉献者呢，他们始终是时刻都在想着要依靠于至尊主的，所以呢，他们是值得被这个至尊主去拯救的。所以说呢，这个奉献者他才会去呼唤着主来保护他，他才会去呼唤着主为 Akila Lokanata。
And also Gajendra addressed the Lord as Tirtha Shravara. Shrava means more as famous as a place of pilgrimage.
然后呢Gajendra还称呼主为 Tirtha Shravara, 也就是像圣地一样著名的人物。
People go to the holy places to become free from all sinful reactions.
那么人们去到圣地的目的呢，是为了让自己摆出所有的罪恶的反应。
But by remembering the Supreme Lord, by chanting His holy names, a devotee can become freed from all sinful reactions without even going to the places of pilgrimage.
但是呢，一位奉献者通过意念主，通过时刻的去唱诵主的圣名，那么他不需要去圣地就能够摆脱所有的这些罪恶的反应。
That's why a pure devotee does not need to go to holy places.
也就是这个原因使得一位主的奉献者不需要去所有的这些圣地。
And we can also have the same benefit of going to the holy place simply by staying at home and chanting the holy names of the Lord.
对呢，我们只要是坐在家里面去唱诵主的圣名，就能够得到去圣地朝圣所获得的同样的利益。
But because we don't chant purely the holy names of the Lord, we still chant with offenses. So then we require other facilities to help us to deal with our sinful reactions.That's why you go to the holy places and bathe in the holy rivers and take the dust of the holy places and offer respects to the holy places. We do all these things because it helps us, because we don't have that profound attachment to the chanting of the holy names as yet.
但是呢，由于我们在唱诵圣名的时候呢，并没有这种强烈的依附之情，而且呢，唱的也不纯粹，而且呢，还是有冒犯的。这样就使得我们必须要依靠其他的这些方式来帮助我们得到净化。也就是这个原因，由于我们念诵不纯粹，使得我们也需要去朝拜圣地，然后需要去触碰圣地的尘土，那么需要去顶拜圣地，去做这样的这个事情来帮助我们得到净化。
The pure devotees of the Lord, they also go to the holy places. One reason is they might have committed some sinful activity unknowingly, because sometimes, like an example of King Indradyumna, he was absorbed in silence, worshipping the Lord, and he committed an offense to a great sage. He was not aware of that, so was unconsciously he committed a sinful act. That's why.He accept that taking that form of an elephant as a purification for this, for that sinful activity.
但是有的时候呢，主的纯粹的奉献者，他也是需要去朝拜圣地的。为什么呢？是因为他有的时候呢，会在一种不知情的情况下，没有意识的情况下做出一些冒犯。比如说像王格真者，当他完全处在寂静的。对主的极乐的冥想中的时候呢，他没有意识到圣人来访，所以说呢，他就在不知情的情况下冒犯了圣人。那所以在这样的这种情况下，这个 Indradyumna Maharaj 呢，他就得接受相王的这个躯体，然后通过在相王的躯体中呢，得到进一步的净化。
But another reason why pure devotees go to the holy places is also to purify the holy places, because everybody goes there.To dump their sinful reactions, so the places become overflowed with so many sinful reactions. And the pure devotees, by going to those places, bathing in those rivers, they take away all those sinful reactions dumped by sinful people.
但是呢， 作为纯粹的奉献者，他们去到圣地还有另外一个原因呢，是净化圣地。因为圣地有太多的罪恶的人去朝拜，而且呢把太多的罪呢全部都给卸在了这个地方。所以为什么这些纯粹的人呢叫去圣地，然后呢在圣地的圣河里面去沐浴，通过这样的方式呢能够把所有的这些留在这里的这些罪恶给带走。
And here also in the prayer he mentions that the holy name of the Lord is Shravana Mangala.
那么在这里面呢还提到了主是 Shravana Mangala。
Means that by chanting or by hearing the holy name, everything becomes auspicious.
也就意味着通过聆听和念诵圣名呢，使得一切都变得吉祥了。
By chanting the holy names, we create auspiciousness around us.
因为当我们通过念诵圣名，就能够在我们的周围营造出一片吉祥。
Because the holy names are none different from the Lord, so we chant the holy names consciously. Then the holy name, the Lord is present through the holy name, and everything around in that area becomes very auspicious.
因为主和圣名没有任何的区别，所以当我们非常有意识的在念诵主的圣名的时候呢，那么主他就会在圣名中显现，然后就会在我们的周围营造出一片吉祥。
That's why we should hear, you should read about the Lord's activities, the Lord's glories, the Lord's holy names, because this gives great auspiciousness for others and for us.
所以就为什么我们要很好的去聆听主的名字，主的声明以及他的这些活动，因为这样呢会创造出一片吉祥，这对于我们和对于其他人来说都是非常的有益的。
That's why I use the word Namadeya, the one whose holy name is worth chanting.
那么也就是为什么他会用 Namadeya 这个词，其圣名值得吟诵吟唱的人。
So here Srila Prabhupada in the beginning of the purpose explained that he remembered the Lord, and Gajendra remembered the Lord due to his good deeds in his previous life.
对，在今天这个钥匙的开始的这个部分呢，沙拉帕巴就讲到了，象王Gajendra他之所以能够记起至尊主，是由于他前生的做的善事。
So it means if a person has committed pious activities in a previous life, in this life, a person can have the opportunity to approach the Supreme Lord.
对，如果要是一个人他在前生从事了虔诚活动的话，那么在这一生呢，他就有很好的机会能够见到主。
And Srila Prabhupada quotes the verse from Bhagavad Gita, explains those who are in distress or desire wealth or inquisitive or in search of knowledge, if they can approach the Supreme Lord and begin rendering devotional service.
所以呢，舍帕帕他就引述了《博迦梵歌》里面的这个师姐，他说呢，前世从事罪恶活动的人，即使在今生很痛苦，就是这个舍帕帕在《博迦梵歌》里面引述了这个师姐，就是痛苦的人，还有这个寻求知识的人，他
desire of wealth, inquisitive, and search of knowledge.
对，还有就是这个想要得到财富的人，好奇爱问的人，想要寻求真理的人呢，让这些人他们可以来到至尊主的身边，并且为至尊主做奉献服务。
But this is not ordinary piety, material piety.
但这里面所说的这种虔诚呢，并不是物质的虔诚，普通的虔诚。
Yes, if a person has done material piety, certainly is a better recipient to hear this message of Krishna to accept the holy name than the person who has no pious credits, no pious benefits.
当然了，就是从事了物质虔诚活动的人，已经要好过那些没有从事任何虔诚的活动的人，他们有好的这种机会去接收 主的这个圣名和他的超人的知识的信息，就有这种可能性。
Here is Gajendra. He remembered the Lord because his piety was a devotional piety that he got in his life by practice of devotional service.
那么，但这里面讲到的Gajendra，他之所以能够记起主的原因呢，是由于他所具有的奉爱的虔诚。就他之前呢，从事了很多的这个奉爱的这种虔诚活动，才有可能导致到这一点。
So because of his previous devotional service, now he could remember the Lord, and he could approach the Lord, even though he was in great distress. He could be in great distress. He could approach the Lord and be saved.
那么就是由于他之前所从事的奉献服务的虔诚活动，使他在这一生。在处于极度的痛苦的这种状态下，他可以接近主，并且呢，使主救赎他。
This is what, in this case, he was already practiced devotional service, but other type of piety related to devotional service, like we go, like people sometimes go to the holy place. There are people, tourists who visit Vrindavan, they don't even know.Vrindavan is a holy place. They are not devotees, but they go there and they are very respectful and they go to the temples. They may maybe accept Charanamrita or smell a flower or just by being there in a respectful attitude, they get this type of piety that's called Agyata Sukriti. Unknowingly, they get this type of piety connected with devotional service and this is going to bear fruits in the next life.
但是在葛真哲的这个情形里面呢，就是他已经是在之前是做过这个奉献服务，但是还有很多人呢，他其实是处在一个不知情的情况下在做的奉献服务，被称为叫 Agyata Sukriti。比如说有些人他就是一个普通的游客，那么他呢就到了文达文的圣地，但是当他在文达文的时候呢，他也是怀着一颗非常尊敬的心去绕拜庙宇啊，然后呢。去朝拜圣地啊，去见神像啊，所以说呢，这个就使他在这一生就有可能有一个机会。Sorry, also, this is make him to have opportunity to be in this life.
Yeah, either in this life or in the previous life to become closer to the Supreme Lord, to become more interested.
Okay. 那么这样就会使他或者是在前生或者在这一世呢，就有机会。变得能够更有兴趣的去接近至尊主，更有兴趣的去从事奉献服务了。
Like people where a devotee is going Arinam and sing the holy name. So many people hear the holy names. They don't give much attention to that. They are not interested, but they hear the sound vibration enter their ears. So this is creating a Agyata Sukriti, this type of piety.That builds up until a person eventually will become attracted to devotional service.
那比如说在 Harinam 的这个过程中呢，很多人其实都是在不经意的这种情况下听到了圣名，他们其实并没有注意或者有那么大的这种意识，但是呢，这个使他们做了 Agyata Sukriti， 也就是在无意中的奉献服务，那使得他们在下一生。或者在将来呢，就有机会最终能够从事奉献服务了。
Or receive a book and give a donation.
或者比如说他们接受了一本书啊，然后呢又给了一些布施啊。
That is already Agyata Sukriti.
那么这些呢都被称为叫 Agyata Sukriti， 不知情的奉献服务。
And then if they're going to read the book, they may become attracted. They become more attracted to the message.
然后如果他们要是真的开始阅读书籍的话呢，他们可能就会被书籍中的内容所吸引。
So advancement in devotional service is not something that happens in one lifetime. It may come already from many lifetimes where we did this type of Agyata Sukriti and builds up until the point that we become attracted to devotional service. We want to hear more and we join Krishna consciousness, we start practicing seriously.
所以说呢，就是对这个奉献服务感兴趣，它并或者是在这个灵性生活中取得进步，这并不是由于这一生的作为而导致的。 那么这可能是由于很多生世的这个 Agata Sukriti 不知情的这个奉献服务积攒而来的，使得这个人呢，当他积攒到一定的这个程度的时候呢，他终于对这个奉献服务感了兴趣，而且呢，希望能够做更多的奉献服务了。
So this is the type of piety that is mentioned. Is a piety. This is called, gives fruits of devotion.
那么，所以呢，这个呢就被称为叫是一种可以给奉爱的果实的虔诚。
Otherwise, there is piety, material piety, that gives only material benefits, like a person gives charity to a poor person, or open a school or an hospital. This is piety, it's very nice, it's better than be sinful, certainly, but the results that people may go to heaven on the next life, they're going to have a very opulent life, have good material facilities, or even go to heaven.
但是呢还有一些这个虔诚呢，它是指的物质的虔诚，比如说给穷人钱呐、或者帮助穷人呐、或者是建学校建医院呐。那么这些虔诚呢当然已经好过做罪恶的事情，但是他们所导致的结果呢只是把人能够提高到一个物质的提升的层面，比如说下一生能够出生在富有的家庭中啊，或者说甚至于可以被提升到天堂星宿啊。
Then, the type of piety is like a person does austerities, great austerities, and study scriptures related with liberation, almost particular performing austerities and penances, and they eventually qualify, they get pious credit, they qualify them to achieve liberation.So the result will be liberation, will not be devotional service, because they are not interested, is not connected with devotional service.
那还有一种虔诚呢，就是人们会进行严厉的苦修和忏悔，或者说呢，会进行经典的这个知识的这个学习，然后从而呢，当他积累了很多这些知识，然后并做了很多的这种苦修和忏悔之后呢，最后能够让他达到的是一个解脱的境地。但是呢，他对于奉献服务并不感兴趣，所以呢，这样的这种虔诚呢，也没有办法导致他最后能够去从事奉献服务。
Whereas become attracted to devotional service, it comes not because of this type of piety.These two types of piety that we mentioned does not bear devotional interest. Devotional interest comes through devotion. Bhakti is created by contact with bhakti.
那么我们刚才所提到的这两种虔诚呢，它是没有办法导致人们走向奉献走向这个奉爱的。那么因为这个 bhakti 它是要通过 bhakti 的触碰才能够导致 bhakti。
But still, even though this piety is not conducive to bhakti, people sometimes, because of performing this piety, they are more inclined to hear the message just because of their disposition. They are very kind, a very soft nature. Say, may they be inclined to give respect to the devotees who are chanting the holy names, for instance, or even to accept a little piece of prasad or a book.So they may be inclined to do these things, and eventually they're going to create that type of piety that is conducive to devotional service, because they do Agyata Sukriti, unknowing activities connected with bhakti.
但是呢，从事这两种虔诚活动的人，由于他们的这个性情就会变得非常的温和，然后呢，他们就会会很怎么说呢，就是他们会很好的去应对奉献者，所以呢他们也可能就会去聆听这个奉献者所讲的这个话，甚至于可能然后就通过这样的方式呢就会从事一些 Agyata Sukriti 的这种活动，然后从而最终呢使他们也有可能会接触到奉献服务。
So that's why piety, any type of piety is praiseworthy, because it even though the goal may be some material benefit or just impersonal liberation, but still the person can, by contact with bhakti, contact with devotees, they can become somehow interested, somehow captivated, and then brings them to perform Agyata Sukriti, which builds up to devotional service.
所以说呢, 就是任何形式的虔诚活动, 其实都是挺好的。 因为呢, 就即便是这个物质的这个虔诚呢, 它也是有可能让他接触到这个奉献, 并且呢让他有这种倾向, 想要听一些关于奉献服务的这些内容, 从而使他得到了一些 Agyata Sukriti。 那么当这个 Agyata Sukriti 积攒到一定的程度的时候呢, 他就有可能会从事真正的奉献服务了。So,
but devotional service is not the result of material piety. The devotional service is a result of bhakti. Bhakti only comes from bhakti, not from any other source.
但是呢,这个奉献服务呢, 它并不是由任何的物质的虔诚所来, 因为这个奉献服务呢, 它只能够来自于这个 就是这个bhakti只能来自于bhakti，它不可能来自于其他的源泉。
So it means that any material piety cannot cause bhakti.
也就是说呢，任何的物质的虔诚是不可能导致bhakti的，是不可能导致奉爱的。
Bhakti is only caused by contact with bhakti.
那么所以这个bhakti它只能够源于和bhakti的触碰。
That's why here, Garuda, Gajendra, he remembered the Lord because in a previous life he was already a devotee. So even though he was in that body of an elephant, who by nature is dull ignorance, he remembered because of that it is practice of devotional service.
那么所以说呢，在这里 Gajendra 大象他之所以能够记住奉献，那其实他之所以能够记住至尊主的原因呢，就是由于他的前世已经是一位奉献者，他已经做了奉献服务了。那么虽然他在大象的这个躯体里面是处在愚昧形态之中的，但是他就之所以之前的这个前世也导致了他现在可以被救赎。
And he was not an ordinary devotee. He was already a very pure devotee. So because of his purity, he could now, even in that form of an elephant, compose very, 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 very beautiful, very meaningful prayers, not just casual prayers, very meaningful prayers.
而且呢，葛真哲大象他的前世并不是一位普通的奉献者，他已经是一位非常伟大纯粹的奉献者了。也就这个原因呢，使得他在葛真哲大象的这个躯体里面，他可以念诵出如此美妙以及满含深意的祷文。
So we should, in our preaching to Krishna consciousness to others, try to give Krishna consciousness to others, you should never feel disappointed. Oh, they didn't show interest, or nobody really joined, nobody became captivated by Krishna consciousness. No, we should never think like that, because no matter how what contact we people have with devotional service, it's always beneficial because it creates Agyata Sukriti in their hearts.
所以说呢，当我们在向别人传播 Krishna 知觉的时候呢，我们千万不要由于别人对我们所说的这些事情完全不感兴趣而感到很沮丧，千万不要这么觉得，就觉得为什么我都做了这么多了，可是 一个奉献者也没来，而且呢，大家也对这事儿不感兴趣，也不会去做奉献服务呢。我们不要这么想，因为所有的这一切都是非常的有用的，因为我们所做的一切呢，都能够给他们带来一些 Agyata Sukriti， 就是他们在无意中做奉献服务。Yes,
certainly would be nice if they immediately take, you know, become interested in devotional service and they want to hear more. And this is the best, but we should never feel disappointed that it seems that people are not interested, because if you chant the holy names, you give the message about Krishna, talk about Krishna, is always beneficial to people. Always, it creates Agyata Sukriti in their hearts, and eventually they will become captivated by devotional service. In one next lifetime, after many lifetimes, we don't know when, but eventually they will come to become attracted to devotional service.
但是呢，如果要是一个人他能够一蹴而就的开始从事奉献服务的话，那当然这是最理想的状态。可是呢，如果是不是这样的状态的话呢，我们也不要气馁。但是呢，我们只要有把这个 Krishna 的圣名分享给其他的人，把薄伽梵歌分享给其他的人，这就是非常有益的。因为呢，这个就使别人有了机会在内心中培养积攒一些 Agyata Sukriti， 然后最终呢，当到了时候的时候呢，他们可能在这一生或者在下一世或者不知道在哪一生世的时候呢，就能够真正的开始从事奉献服务了，也是非常都是非常有益的。
Yeah. Okay, we stop here.
好，我们的讲课呢就存到这儿。
And if there is any question or comments.
然后看看大家有没有任何的问题和评述。I haven't seen any questions yet. Can I ask a question in the break?
Yeah.
Okay. 因为我现在我还没有看到大家有问题，所以我插这个空请教阿叔一个问题。阿叔 my question is that for that crocodile, because he is a Gandharva, so he is also a kind of abnormal being. So is he a devotee of the Lord? And also, while he's fighting with the elephant Gajendra, is he also in his mind going through all of the things, praying, you know, think about to be liberated, you know, those kind of things happening on him, on his side?
No. He was a Gandharva who achieved that position because of material piety. He achieved the position of Gandharva in heavenly planets. This is a result of material piety. And he was not, he was cursed, he was in that form, and he was not praying to the Lord. There's no mention that he was praying to the Lord. After being killed by the Lord gave him back his, so he finished with his curse. So he assumed the form of a Gandharva, and they, out of respect for the Lord, because the Gandharvas and the demigods, they are all in some to certain extent devoted to the Lord. They acknowledge the position of the Lord. Some more, some less. Some are maybe even pure devotees. But they are, everybody knows that the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Ruler. So in that sense, he offers respects, offers prayers, and circumambulate because this is the etiquette. But he was not in a mood of really a pure devotee like Indrajumna, like Gajendra, was really praying to the Lord with beautiful prayers, and he was asking the Lord for protection. In the case of a crocodile, no, and the crocodile actually was in a superior position at that time. So he got the benefit. He got the benefit of being killed by the Lord, so he resumed his Gandharva form, means his curse finished. The Lord finished with his curse by killing him with the Sudarshana Chakra, but he was not in the mood of a devotee as Gajendra was.
But if this also give him the chance to collect those Agyata Sukriti, so eventually
he does. He certainly collect good Agyata Sukriti at that time. Yes, he did.
Okay. Okay, thank you, 阿叔 Please allow me to explain the whole thing. 我刚才请教阿叔的一个问题就是，大象和鳄鱼两人在打。那么鳄鱼呢？它也是因为受了诅咒，然后从歌仙被贬成了一条鳄鱼的。所以我就在想，那么象王葛真者他在祈祷，那么鳄鱼他在整个的这个打斗的这个过程中，他有没有祈祷？会发生一些什么事情，然后让自己也能够从鳄鱼的这个身形中，解救出来呢？那阿叔说呢，没有。那么这个鳄鱼呢，它当时在打斗的这个过程中呢，它是在占上风的这个状态。那么而且呢，它之前它之所以是天仙是甘达瓦的原因呢，也是由于它做了各种各样的物质的这种虔诚活动，然后呢，使它能够处于在甘达瓦的。这样的状态之下，那么当他在至尊主的这个把他给杀死，然后从而让他得到了解脱之后呢，他又恢复了这个甘达瓦的这种身形。但是像甘达瓦像半身人们，他们 其实也是主的奉献者，那有些可能是纯粹的奉献者，有些不是纯粹的奉献者，所以呢，他们是非常的通晓和至尊主之间的相互交流的这个礼仪的。所以说呢，当他得到了这个至尊主的救赎之后呢，他也会非常有礼貌的顶拜至尊主，然后绕拜至尊主，然后最后回到他自己之前的这个状态之中。但是在他内心中，他并没有像噶真者大象或者印者丢姆的玛哈什那样，在虔诚的祈祷主，然后恢复他作为奉献者这样的一个身份，因为他本身他就不是一位纯粹的奉献者。但是呢，由于他被至尊主杀死，然后呢，从这样的方式他得到了这种解脱，使他又积攒了 Agata Sukriti， 然后有他使他成变得以后更加有机会能够成为一名纯粹的奉献者了。
Having the form of a Gandharva is a result of material piety.
那么就是作为这个 Gandharva 的这个身形的原因，就是由于他有很多的物质的虔诚的积累。
Of course, we have our Narada Muni was also a Gandharva, but this is a very special Gandharva. He's a pure devotee of the Lord.
当然了 ，Narada Muni 他也是一位 Gandharva， 但是呢，他是一位非常纯粹，他是一位非常特别的 Gandharva， 因为他已经是主的纯粹的奉献者了。
Certainly, to be in heavenly planets, to be in the Gandharva position, he heard many times about the Supreme Lord. Probably even saw the Supreme Lord. So he got, but he was not really in a mood of a devotee. He was not really in a mood of a devotee.But certainly he had that respect and offer respect or obeisance to the Lord, circumambulate, and then he resumed his position as a Gandharva in the heavenly planets.
Yeah, yeah. 那么所以呢，他作为一个这个 Gandharva， 在这个天堂星宿里面呢，他应该是听到了至尊主的话题，他也许可能也见到了至尊主，但是呢，他这个他并不是处在奉献者的这种心态下的。但是当他这个重新恢复到他的这个 Gandharva 的这个身形之后呢，他也会去让至尊主绕拜，向至尊主顶拜。那这也是他积攒Agata Sukriti 的这种过程和方法。
Okay, other question?
I didn't see Sati Maharaj， 所以没有问题是吗？
有问题啊，我早都发到你那个另外一个那个号上了。
哦，对不起，我今天那手机没在边上，我因为在电，今天有电脑了，不好意思。
好，那我重新转到这边来。
那我去拿我那个手机也行，稍微等我一下。对不起啊，大家。来了。Ashu, questions. 好多呢，哈，对不起，现在才刚看见。The question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 哎呀，是哪个呀？OK, 对不起。我刚看见啊，今天这个问题是来自于普人的普人108 Mataji。 Hare Krishna， 我们怎样才能想起过往生世从事过的奉献服务呢？他说 The question is from a devotee. She asked that Hare Krishna, how can we remember the devotional service we have been rendered from the previous lives?
This is Krishna's arrangement.
那么这呢是 Krishna 的安排。
Because once we render devotional service, Krishna has eye on us, has an attention on us. So in order to help us in the next life, he puts us in contact with the devotees and keeps in contact with devotional service. So that we can remember, we can be reminded of what. We may not be reminded of particular things done in previous life, but that attraction will develop automatically.
嗯，那么就是由于我们在做了这个奉献服务之后呢 ，Krishna 他就会开始关注我们了。那么他为了要帮助我们呢，他会安排我们去见到其他的这个奉献者，然后以此来提醒我们。他可能不会提醒我们我们到底具体都做了一些什么，但是呢，他会让我们立刻就会有这个连接。
Mm.
So that's it, right? So the next question?
Yeah.
The next question is from 聆听世界 Hearing the World. 请问阿叔，什么叫冒犯奉献者呢？心意的冒犯算不算？怎么做可以原谅别人对自己的冒犯，并且说总是不，并且总是不去冒犯别人呢？阿叔 ，My question is that.What is the offense to the devotees? Does the offensive from the mind count? And also, how to forgive the offense from the others to us? And also, how to avoid offense to the others?
Well, that's a very broad question.
那首先呢，这是一个非常的广泛的问题。
嗯、yeah, it's just to answer that question, you could have a lecture.
就是您的这个问题呢，就已经是一堂课了。
嗯、okay. The first aspect is that things in the mind, offenses in the mind, they don't take effect in Kali Yuga.
In Kali Yuga, sorry, I didn't hear it clearly.
Offenses done in the mind, they don't create reaction.
Okay. 那么在卡利年代呢，在心意中的冒犯是不会有任何的反应的。
Otherwise, we would be in big trouble all the time.
否则的话呢，我们一直都会处于麻烦的状态。
But we should be very careful to not keep, thinking about those things because eventually it may manifest externally.
但是呢，我们要非常的小心，我们不要让脑子里面一直都想着这些冒犯的这些事情，因为，终极来说呢，这些会展现在我们的行动中。
Either by words or by actions, we may commit an offense, and then it will give result.
因为呢，它可能最终显现在无论是从我们的行动或者从我们的话语中。那我们如果是有了这样的行动的话，那他可能就会给结果了。
If others offend us, we should try as far as possible try to forgive, considering that the behavior of the other towards us is just a reaction to our own karma. Krishna is using that particular devotee or particular person to do something that harm me because I deserve.Due to my previous activity.
嗯，那么对于别人对我们的冒犯呢，我们应该要尽量的去原谅别人，然后想着，我之所以会遭到这样的，这个受到伤害的这种待遇的原因呢，是由于我自己的，业报所致，是由于我之前做了不好的事情，所以 Krishna 才会安排这样的一个人这样来对我。
So nothing happens to us by chance.
没有任何一件事情是无中生有的发生的。
It happens because we deserve.
那么之所以会发生的原因是因为我们就得受到这样的处境。
Yes, it may be very painful if you are offended by devotees, it may feel very we may feel very painful, but it's not, we should be always in the mood of forgiving because that person is just being used as an agent of our bad karma.
嗯，虽然我们有的时候呢被别人冒犯了之后呢，我们觉得非常的痛苦，觉得很受伤，但是呢， 我们所处在的这种心态呢，总是应该去原谅的一种心态，因为我们知道，之所以我们受到这样的这种处境的原因呢，是由于我们之前的错误的行为而导致的业报。
But for the person who commits an offense, certainly a person is liable. He will get a very, very heavy reaction because he's offending. He cannot say, "Oh, I'm just the agent of this person's bad karma. I'm actually innocent." No, everybody is responsible for his activities. So if you do something harmful to others, we are responsible to that. But the other person sees that situation as a result of his previous activity.
但是呢，做冒犯的这个人不能够觉得哦，我只不过呢是要就是由于那个人的业报而被利用成了一个工具，所以说呢我就高枕无忧了，跟我没有任何的关系，不是这样的。就是冒犯的这个人呢，其实他也会由于他的这个冒犯而受到很严重的业报的这种惩罚。所以说呢，每一个人都有自己需要去负责的这一方面。
We are responsible for our actions.
那我们是对我们自己的行为要负责的。
We should not think that we are being used to make others pay for their bad karma.
那我们不能够因认为觉得我们就是被利用着去惩罚别人的错误，就是这个坏的业报的一个工具。
What's the best way? The best way to avoid offending devotees is to always try to find good qualities in them.
那么最好的去避免这个不冒犯其他人的方法，就是总是在别人的身上去看到大家的优点，好的品质。
Everybody has some good qualities.
因为每一个人都有一些好的品质。
Particularly the devotees.
特别是对于奉献者来说。
And maybe they have some good qualities that we don't have, and it would be very inspired to notice those qualities in them.
而且呢，有些人可能他们所具备的这些品质是我们不具备的。如果我们要是能够注意到他们所拥有的这些品质的话，对于我们来说也是一个非常大的鼓励。
If we go around looking for faults in others, we don't get any benefit.
但是如果我们要是到处去给别人身上挑错的话，这对于我们来说没有任何的好处。
Absolutely no benefit.
完全好，一点好处都没有。
If you are in a position of a parent or a position of a teacher or a spiritual master, yes, you have to see faults in your dependents in order to help them, not just to criticize, but to try to help the person dependent on youto rectify. But if you just go around find faulting in other people just to criticize them, then has absolutely no benefit to you.
但是如果你要是处在家长或者老师或者是灵性导师的这样的身份中的话，那么你呢会为了要帮助依靠你的人更正他的缺点而指出他的缺点，而不仅仅是为了批评而批评。但是对于不是依赖于你的这些人，就不要在人家身上挑错，而且去挑错对于我们来说是没有任何的好处的。
And oftentimes, when we see faults in others, and we point the faults in others, we just see projecting our own faults into the other person. So by seeingour own faults in others makes you feel a little relieved. Oh, look at that. It's actually something that we have also in our hearts, but to seeing them in others is easier than to see in our own selves.
而且有很多时候当我们在别人身上挑错的时候，其实那个错误就在我们的身上就有，那只不过是我们身上的一个错误的折射而已。可是呢，当我们在别人身上指出这个错误的时候呢，让我们觉得好像有一点这种安慰，有一点慰藉。但事实上，就是这个错误是我们自己身上的，而且呢，很多时候是很容易看到或者指出别人的错误，而去在自己身上找出这些毛病是很难的。
Did you notice when you point fingers to somebody, we are pointing three fingers to yourself?
大家有没有注意到，当我们把一只手指头指向别人的问题的时候，其实我们有三个手指头都指向的是自己。
Means we have more trouble than the troubles we are seeing in others.
也就是说呢，其实我们的问题要比我们在别人身上看到的问题要更加的多。
And other problems do not affect us if we behave properly.
如果 OK， 就如果我们要是有恰当的行为举止的话，别人的问题其实不会在我们的身上产生影响的。
So this is just general.
那所以说呢，这个只不过是一个通常的一个解释。
But always be ready to forgive.
所以但是我们要做到的就是时刻的都要去原谅。
Because if you don't forgive, it creates a very bad feeling in the heart.
因为如果我们要是不原谅的话，就会在我们的内心中，产生很让人不舒服的感受。
We keep ruminating this over and over again. Why would he do like to me? And you tell others, and you cannot stop. And you can keep these things that happen just in a moment.We can keep reviving it for a long, long, long time, and it creates just a bad feeling in the heart.
而且呢，就是我们如果是不断的去在别人身上挑错的话，这等于就会在我们的内心中造成不断的这种影响，而且呢，是会让我们一直感受到的是非常非常难受的一种感受的。
So it's for our benefit that we forgive. It's not even.Does not mean that if we forgive a person, then we're going to be in very good terms with that person. We're going to be very close friends. Maybe not. But we forgive. Forgiving is very important for us more than for others. It's very important for us.
但事实上呢，这个原谅，更加重要的、有益的是对于我们自己，而不是对别人。那么我们。所以总要处于这种原谅的心态之中，但原谅并不意味着我就和对方去称兄道弟了，我们俩就是非常好的朋友了，不是这样的。但是呢，我们内心中总要有这种原谅的心态。
So we may never be in very good terms with other person, okay? Respectful, keep a respectful distance, but at least we don't keep any grudge against the person.
所以说呢，我们对于对方呢，可能不是处在很非常亲密的这种状态，但是呢，我们要对他表示我们的尊敬之情，而且呢，在内心中不要再对人家处于耿耿于怀的心态。So the next question again is from the devotee named as Puran the Puran.
Sorry?
心意上供奉祷文和言语供奉效果一样吗？Offer, manasa offer versus of the word, offering by words, will them have the same effect? Offer in mind.
Offer in the mind or offer with the voice.If you have opportunity to offer with the voice, you should offer with the voice. Because offering with the voice means we are offering with the mind also and the voice. So it's, you may be more conscious of the offering. If you don't have the opportunity to offer with the voice because of circumstances, then offer in the mind. But try to be very attentive because it's easier to be attentive when we say it than when you just think.
如果我们要是有机会用言语来供奉的话，我们最好就要用言语供奉。原因呢，是由于当我们在用言语供奉的时候，其实我们的心意也在一同的在供奉。这样的话，会让我们变得更加的专注。但是如果我们要是由于所处的这个环境不允许我们在心意在言语上供奉的话，那我们就用心意。去供奉，但是呢，此时我们一定要注意，就是让自己一定要非常的专注，因为呢，这个说出来的这个声音会让我们更加的能够专注。
Okay, any other question?
Yes, a lot. Now the questions from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢阿叔翻译和主持。Rajendra Prabhu 的 Rajendra Das 询问 Gajendra 的事的问题 ，You a few questions. The first one is Gajendra 前世是一位奉献者，这一世成为了动物，是否意味着我们今生要做奉献服务？来时仍有可能投生为动物。Because he is asking a clusters of questions, do you want me to read one after another or read all of them together in one time?
Better one by one.
Okay. Okay, then the first one is that because the previous life of Gajendra was a devotee, however, he became an animal of this life. So does that mean that even we render devotional service for this lifetime, is still possible for us to be an animal, to be in an animal body in the next life?
Well, depends. Here is a curse, was a curse.
那么取决于各种不同的情况。那这里面葛真者他之所以成为了一头动物的原因是因为他受到了诅咒。
So it's a curse. In other circumstances, a devotee, even if there's some mistake, some offense, but he still...practice that is opportunity to take a human form and continue, resume his devotional services next life. But this is a particular circumstance where cursed by, is a circumstance of curse. Means he would take birth as an elephant, but then he would resume his human form right after that, once the curse is finished. He will not go through to the transmigration of all these other inferior forms.
那么这个葛真者的情况呢是由于他受到了诅咒，所以呢诅咒成为这个动物。那他，但是他之前是奉献者，也就意味着当他的这一诅咒的这个情况结束之后呢，他立刻呢就又会回到他的人形的这种状态中，也就意味着他不会再去经历所有的这些动物的或者是各种各样不同的生命的形式的一个又一个的转换了。但是作为奉献者，有的时候如果是在奉献服务中的同时然后犯了错误的话呢，那他下一生依然会投生为人，然后呢继续他的奉献服务。
对。
Yeah, the next one, 貌似过往圣人都喜欢以诅咒的方式赐予仁慈，没看到当今圣人尤其是 ISKCON 的圣人们以诅咒的方式赐予祝福的。The second part is more like a comment. He's saying that it seems that in the previous lifetime, I mean in the previous ages, that the saints more inclined to bestow their mercies to giving the curse. However, we didn't see the saints of today, especially the sages from ISKCON.Giving the or bestow the benefit through the way of cursing.
Yeah, we don't know, but it may have some cases, you know. But the curses in this age also, they don't get people are not qualified, see, to curse in this age.
Okay.那么其实我们不知道，也许可能有人是诅咒了，但是问题是在卡利年代人们的这个诅咒，也就是人们现在已经没有资格去诅咒了，这个诅咒也没有那么大的效力了。
The Brahmanas, because curses were given by Brahmanas, and Brahmanas after the offense committed by that Brahman who cursed theMaharaj Parikshit, they lost all their powers to curse.
那么由于这个诅咒呢是由婆罗门所给的，但是呢就是由于那个婆罗门的儿子那个小男孩诅咒了帕克希特王之后，婆罗门也失去了他们的力量。
So people may try to curse, but I don't think the curse, I don't believe that any curse today will take action.
那么所以说人们呢可能也会诅咒，但是我不相信在当今这个年代的诅咒会产生任何的效果。
And certainly a devotee never curses. We don't hear in the previous history where pure devotees cursed others.
那当然呢，这个奉献者是不会诅咒的，而且呢，我们在历史上也没有听说过哪位纯粹的奉献者会去诅咒别人。
Yeah, other part.
Yeah, the next one. Agastya Muni 诅咒了 Indradyumna Maharaj.一位奉献者是否是一个冒犯呢？他是否要承担 karma? Because Agastya Muni cursed Indradyumna Maharaj, and Indradyumna Maharaj is a pure devotee. So isn't is an offense committed by Agastya Muni? So he also needs to take the karma from it.
Certainly.Certainly, doing certain thing to a devotee, it would give a reaction. Yes, we don't hear here in the story of what happened with Agastya Muni, but certainly it is not helpful to his spiritual improvement. No.
那么当然，当一个人对奉献者做了这个事情之后呢，他一定是要会为他所做的这个事情要去承担这个结果的。那么我们在这个故事里面呢并没有听到 Agastya Muni 因为诅咒了 Indradyumna Maharaj 之后得到的什么样的这个因果，但是呢这个对于他的灵性的修为一定是没有益处的。So the next part of the question is Gajendra 在水中不利于他的环境和 Maya 作战，所以精疲力尽，这给我们的启示是什么？怎么寻找我们和玛雅作战的最有利的环境呢？比如一个人适合以居士的身份做服务，另一个人适合以遵守身的身份做服务，怎么知道哪个身份适合自己做服务呢？谢谢您甜美的答案 Hare Krishna. So the first part is that Gajendra is in the water which is not favorite to his surrounding to fight with Maya.So that's to make him exhausted. So what we can learn from this, how can we find the best environment or facility for us to fight with Maya? For example, one maybe is more appropriate to be in the position as a Grihastha to render his service, but another one probably is more appropriate to be in the position of a Brahmachari to render his service.But how can we know which identity is more appropriate for us to render the devotional service? Thank you very much for your beautiful answer, Hare Krishna.
You may know this from seniors who are very expert on that. The spiritual master can help that. Sometimes good astrology can also help to see a person's tendency. That's what they do usually.For the newborn in India, they, through the astrology, they see the tendency of the person in the future, so they can see if it is better to be a celibate or get married, you know, they have these things. A spiritual master should be able to, through questioning, should be able to detect what is the best for the disciple. Not always, but in general, they can do it because Krishna certainly inspired them. And yeah, this is the can. What was the first part of the question?
The first part of the question, Ashu, can I just translate what
you said
just
now? Before you forget. Okay.
Yeah, short memory, sorry.
Okay.
就是刚才阿叔说呢，就是首先呢，就是我们的灵性导师他可以帮助我们。那么灵性导师呢，他有的时候是能够洞察到。我们是更适合去作为为居士，还是去进行真守，来就是怎么是更适合我们去服务的这种方式的。但是灵性导师他可能并不是老是能够看到这一点，但是呢，由于 Krishna 在他的内心中去这个指点了他，所以说呢，他经常是能够给门徒一个这样的指导的。 那么从另外一个方向来讲呢，就是在印度，比如说这些星象师，他们实际上可以告诉我们什么对于我们来说是最适合的这种方式。那也就为什么这个刚出生的这种孩子，他们就会让这个星象师给他们看这个星象，然后呢去看到他到底应该是真守啊，还是应该去在别的身份下去做服务。So also the first part is that when Gajendra is in the water, that situation is not favorite to him to fight with Maya, and that also causes
him to worry about it. We should. Yeah, that's why we have our sadhana. We should always be practicing our sadhana. Sometimes people think of sadhana is something that we do at a particular period of the day, and then we have other things to do. Actually, sadhana is something, is an ongoing thing, is a practice. So we may be more focused on just doing sadhana things, sadhana bhakti things, but we should never neglect being in constant touch with Krishna through our practice, either by remembering Krishna or by chanting the holy names. Particularly in any situation, we could be chanting the holy names, at least in our minds. And in this way, yes, we are creating a suitable environment to protect us against any offenses to others.
OK, 那么回答刚才这个人生爬步的第四个问题的前半部分。那么可真的在这个水中不利的这种环境，它给我们的启示是什么呢？启示就是为什么我们要时刻的要注意我们的 sadhana。而且呢，就这个 sadhana 它并不是说在这一天中你只是把这个 sadhana 完成了以后呢就去从事别的活动就行了。而是这个 sadhana 它其实是一个始终不断要去进行的一件事情，因为只有这样的话呢，它就让我们始终都和 Krishna 相连接在一起，比如说我们总是在唱诵着 Krishna 的这个名字，无论有的时候可能不能够念出声来，那么在心意中呢也是要这样去念它。那么当我们在不断的在和 Krishna 在接触的这个过程中呢，就可以在我们身边营造出一个非常有利于我们的环境，那这样的环境呢就可以避免我们去对别人产生冒犯。
Okay.
Yeah. So that's all of the questions from Rajendra Prabhu. And now it's from Free and Easy Mataji. This is the last one of today.感恩阿叔和翻译的精彩讲课。如果一个人在很累的情况下怎么坚持 sadhana 呢？我最近就是休息不好，所以在 sadhana 的时候不是很快乐，而且有时候还会将这种情绪迁怒给孩子，我该怎么克服呢？如果念诵的时候和早课的时间刚好重逢了，我该怎么取舍呢？因为我现在一天的时间太紧张了，所以有的时候呢就会安排不好，是我信心不足吗？感恩亲爱的阿叔和翻译，顶拜您，谢谢。Ashu, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. And my question is that when we are in a very tiring situation, how can we stay strong in our sadhana? Because my current situation is that I cannot have very good rest. So I am not very happily to follow my sadhana. And sometimes I even...give my angry mood to my child. So how can I conquer this? And also sometimes, if the chanting, the japa time and the morning lecture time are overlapped together, what I do? Do I do japa or do I hear the lecture? And I have a very heavy, hectic, intense day of the day.So I don't really know how to arrange my time in a more reasonable way. Is that because I don't have very strong faith for all of the things? Thank you so much. Please accept my very humble businesses.
Okay, the last point that is more fresh. The last point is that don't do both things, hearing a lecture and chanting the holy name, because If you are hearing the lecture, you cannot hear your chanting.
嗯，首先要做的一件事情呢，就是在你听课的时候就不要念诵，念诵的时候就不要听课，就不要同一时间干两件事儿。原因呢是，因为当你在听课的时候，你就听不到你自己念诵的这个mantra。
It's better that you hear the recording of the lecture if that time you have to hear the lecture is when you need to chant. So better you hear the recording of the lecture then, and you can hear later on.
所以说呢，如果老师这个课要是有录音的话呢，你刚好是在念诵，那就最好先念诵，然后晚点的时候再听录音。
And
also about how to arrange the time in a more proper way, because she's very busy with all kinds of errands.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy.
嗯，and oh, 然后还有呢，就是坚持三呢这件事情呢，确实不是很容易。
But if you pray to Krishna, pray to Srila Prabhupada, you can find ways.
但是如果你要是向 Krishna 祈祷，向 Srila Prabhupada 祈祷的话呢，就会发现还是有方法的。
Sometimes we think we don't have enough time, but then by Krishna's arrangement, it seems like time expands.
那有的时候呢，我们觉得我们没有任何的时间，但是呢，在 Krishna 的安排之下，我们会发现时间就被扩展开来。
If you don't have time to read Srila Prabhupada's books, you can hear the narration of his books. You can hear English very well. Your English is quite good, so you can hear the narration of Srila Prabhupada's books, and it's good while you are cooking, taking care of the babies.And now you can hear, so hearing is very good. Or you can hear bhajans, as many beautiful bhajans of Srila Prabhupada, very purifying. So you can hear bhajans on the background, so it's also very, very nice.
嗯，所以呢，如果你要是你有没有时间亲自的去看书的话，那么你就可以去听Srila Prabhupada书的阅读，而且您的英文很好，所以说呢，你就可以去听这个英文的原文的这个阅读。所以在您做饭的时候或者在照顾宝宝的时候呢，你都可以在就是听着就好了。还有呢，就是有很多的非常优美的 bhajan 这些唱诵，所以呢，你也可以花时间来听他们，也是很好的一件事情。
One important thing is that you should try to keep yourself healthy. This is very important.
嗯，还有另外一件事情呢，就是很重要很重要的一件事情，就是要让自己保持着健康的状态。
嗯。Health should come in first, because if you are not in good health, you cannot do good sadhana, and you cannot do good service.
那么首先呢，健康是第一的，因为如果要是健康不好的话呢，那 sadhana 和服务都做不好。
So try to keep always in good sadhana and good health by eating the right food that you need.
嗯，所以说呢，要让自己处在一个好的习惯中，而且呢，吃你需要的好的食物。
嗯 ，prasadam 啊。
嗯 ，prasadam。
嗯 ，so yes, and then hear a lot. If you can hear, is very good. It's very very nice. So if you cannot read books, you can hear narrations, and hear the lectures at your convenient time. So you don't mix with your chanting of japa.
嗯，所以说呢，聆听是很好的一件事情。如果没有时间读书呢，就可以听书，而且呢，在你的这个方便的时间里面呢，去听这个讲课。但是呢，听课和 japa 呢，就不要混在一起做。
And as concerning you said your faith or your conviction, your sincerity, that is up to you to read your heart.
嗯，然后关于就是。您有没有信心的这件问题？信心是不是坚定的这个问题呢？这个是需要您自己去检查一下自己的内心。
But you know, having two children and one is a baby and had to take care of the house and doing so many things, it's not easy. So I esteem that you might have a great deal of sincerity because it's not easy to practice in this type of environment.
但是呢，由于要照顾两个孩子，而且其中有一个孩子呢还是在襁褓中的婴儿，而且呢还要去照顾家庭，就是所有的这些事情， 全部都加起来的话，确实是对于这个修行来讲呢，是一个很大的考验，是不容易的一件事情。那么所以呢，这就确实要考验您是不是有这个信心了。
So if you cannot chant your japa, the certain amount of japa that you used to chant, at least you can be chanting as far as possible. You can be chanting all the time when you are doing so many other things. You are doing cooking, you go for shopping, taking care of the baby. Just chant, 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 chant. If you cannot chant loud, chant in your mind. That is very good. In this way,You are always with the holy name, and Krishna protects you and will give you intelligence to manage better your time, probably.
而且呢，就是在念诵的这件事情上，如果您现在不能够像之前念的那么多了的话呢，那您现在可以做的一件事情就是在一天中，无论您做什么事情，比如说做饭呢，或者是在照顾宝宝的这个时候呢，你心里面一直都在念诵。就如果你要念不出声来的话呢，那么你就在心里面念。那么在这个念的过程中呢，其实是很好，因为你一直在和 Krishna 连接，而且呢，处在 Krishna 的保护之中，而且这样的话呢 ，Krishna 就会保护您，并且呢，会为你安排一些时间，让你能够更好的去修行。
Okay, I hope this much can help a little bit.
那我希望呢，就这些呢，能够帮助您一点点。Ashu, sorry, there was one more last question from Rachel.
Okay.
这个最后一个问题是来自于 Rachel 吗？他记得，感恩 Guru 的精彩讲课，感谢翻译。经典告诉我们要在老年时离开家庭，达到气绝阶段，但我们也知道有居士 Guru。请问，达到真正的气绝是否与离开家庭有关呢？不离开家庭，如何达到气绝呢？谢谢。Thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. And in the sastra, tell us that we need to leave home in our senior age, in that case to touch the stage of renunciation. However, we also know that we also have some grihastha gurus. So my question is that if really the matter of leaving family to do with genuine renunciation,If not leaving home, it can reach the stage of renunciation. Thank you.
Yeah, certainly. You don't need to be able to leave home to be renounced. But if home is an impediment to your dedication to Krishna, then that's why it's recommended to leave home. But if home is not an obstacle, the family is not an obstacle, then it's not a problem.
首先呢不需要离开家才能够变得气绝。但是如果要是家庭的环境变成了你的这个气绝的处于气绝心态中的这种障碍的话，那么才会有要推荐说要离开家庭。但如果要是这个家庭它本来不是一种障碍的话，那就不需要离开了。
Okay?
Yes.
So, thank you very much for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Danakeli and Sati Matajis for allowing us to be together for this much time.
那么特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Danakeli Mataji 允许我们能够在这个时间段有这样的联谊。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai Nitai Gaur Brahmanandi Hari 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 Bo
Hari Hari Bo Ashu ki jai 百昆塔之音服务源于聆听各位尊敬的奉献者我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了非常感谢敬爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述和对所有的问题的耐心的解答非常谢谢萨提玛拉吉为我们安排的这个平台感恩所有的奉献者祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日 Hare Krishna